The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
You know what's going on. It's the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. We're asking you to give hope by supporting Relevant Radio. You can call with your pledge at 877-291-0123. Or pledge online, safe and secure at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, Wednesday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Robert Lawrence. He was one of the 40 martyrs of England and Wales. After joining the Carthusians, he served as prior of the Charterhouse at Beauvale, Nottinghamshire. That was at the time when King Henry VIII of England broke with Rome and launched the dissolution of the monasteries. Robert went with St. John Houghton to see Thomas Cromwell, and Cromwell had them arrested and placed in the Tower of London. When they refused to sign the oath of supremacy, they were tortured and executed at Tyburn. That made them among the first martyrs from the order in England. St. Robert Lawrence was beatified in 1886 and canonized by Pope Paul VI with the other martyrs in 1970. St. Robert Lawrence died in 1535. St. Robert Lawrence, pray for us. Let's begin this hour of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive with the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We join Pope Francis in praying for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins, and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. I'm really happy that it's fallen to me to preach today, May the 4th, because it's a special feast in my country. Here in England, well, in England and Wales, we celebrate the martyrs of England and Wales. And these are some 285 beatified or canonized men and women, about 43 canonized and the rest beatified, of all social classes, conditions, priests, monks, lay people, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, who died sometime between 1534 and 1680 for their faith. At that time, the monarchs, the various monarchs of that period, had tried to impose the new Protestant religion on England, which until then had been a Catholic nation. Everything began when Henry VIII tried to set himself up as the head of the church in England in order to be free to marry Anne Boleyn. And then we had great saints, including his own chancellor, more or less the third person in the realm, St. Thomas More, and the holy bishop, John Fisher, who stayed faithful to the Pope, saying that the king can't make himself head of the church, and there's only one church, and its head is the Pope, and also that the king can't dissolve his marriage with Catherine of Aragon to marry another woman. Lord God, I pray that I may have the same courage and fidelity to the church, to marriage, to the truth about marriage, as these saints. They died for the truth of the church. They died for the truth of marriage. What a lesson for us. But later, a number of doctrinal errors came in with new monarchs, particularly denying the reality of the Mass, the true nature of the Eucharist. They tried to bring in a new, more Protestant form of worship. Catholics were fined for going to Mass, losing wealth and property if they did so, and were caught. But soon the persecution became more intense. Faithful priests were killed for celebrating Mass, and you could be imprisoned and lose everything for attending. It was that serious. And yet brave young men from good Catholic families would go in secret abroad to seminaries on the continent to train for the priesthood and return to minister to Catholics in a network of secret houses throughout the land, always in secret, always hunted, never knowing when they'd be caught, with the probability of perhaps only a few years before being caught and killed, often in agonizing ways. They knew this. This was their faith. This was their devotion to God, to the church, and to the Mass. And they were supported by wonderful lay people. I think, for example, of St. Margaret Clitheroe, a butcher's wife in York. In fact, you can still visit her house, which is on a preserved medieval street in that city, York in the northeast of England. And she died precisely for harbouring priests and was eventually crushed to death for doing so. There was another saint who was a carpenter who built priests' hiding holes where priests could be hidden when government agents arrived. He did amazing pieces of work. I remember seeing one in an old house, an old Catholic house. You go there and you think it's just a fireplace. One would go there and see the fire blazing on it and not think any more. But actually it could be pulled out. The priest could go behind it and then under it to a secret interior hiding place. My favourite of all is Richard Gwynne, a Welsh teacher. He was a man who was full of jokes and jests, and when they tried to force him to listen to Protestant preachers, he would rattle the chains he was bound in to drown out the sound. So much faith in the Eucharist, so much fidelity to the true Church. And what about us? Are we faithful to you, Jesus? Or does our faith waver? Do we keep it hidden and quiet when the situation becomes a bit more awkward? These days, at Mass, we're going through John chapter 6. Now, in the UK, we'll have a special gospel for the day, but in most other countries, it's a text from John 6, which is more or less the beginning of our Lord's Eucharistic discourse. I'm not going to focus so much on the Eucharist today, because I'm sure other priests will be doing so in the days ahead. But I do want to help you reflect and reflect myself prayerfully. I'm talking to you, Jesus, in this meditation. I want to reflect on the faith which you, Lord, call for. You want us to have faith. You tell us, it is my Father's will that whoever sees the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and that I shall raise him up on the last day. Whoever sees the Son and believes him, I want to believe in you, Jesus. These men and women died for that belief. Believing in the Son, whom they longed to receive in the Eucharist. They were ready to suffer and lose everything, including their lives, often with torture, as I said, for the sake of that eternal life. They were ready to be brought down on earth in time, to be raised up on the last day. And the question for us is, does my faith affect my life? Does it lead me to make real choices and even real sacrifices? Jesus, do I believe in you as much as those holy saints of England and Wales, those holy martyrs? Does it lead me, for example, to plan my holidays around going to Mass? And not just casually say, oh, I couldn't get to Mass, it wasn't possible. And perhaps sometimes we trick ourselves there, don't we? We go away and we plan everything. We plan the restaurants. We found all the best restaurants, the best eateries. We've planned visits. We've planned sights to see. We've planned trips. And we forget to plan going to Mass. And we only think about it at the last moment. Jesus, we don't want to put you at the last moment. Does the possibility of going to Mass affect, for example, where I will live, my choice of residence? Oh, it's a beautiful home, but it's miles from a church. Well, it's no good. It's not worth it. If I can't easily receive Jesus in the Eucharist, what's the point? Am I like those first martyrs? Am I ready to suffer, to make sacrifices for the sake of the truth of marriage, to affirm that truth. Humans can't reinvent what marriage is to suit themselves, and we have to be clear about its truth. Nowadays, the particular battle is to stand up for the truth of marriage as that union between a man and a woman, and no other options are possible. That union for life, open to life. Jesus, you tell us in today's gospel, he who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst. I want to come to you, Jesus. I want to come to you again and again, not just in the Eucharist, but in prayer, in all sorts of ways, to believe in you. You're telling us, Lord, that if we trust in you, you'll take care of all our needs. You won't let us down. If we put our faith first, God will take care of us now, and he will raise us up on the last day. That could also mean trusting in the Lord in the very practical moments of our day. The particular gospel we will be reading in England for the feast is a text from Matthew, in which our Lord foresees the likelihood of us being dragged before Sanhedrins, dragged before authorities. They will scourge you. You will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the pagans. Well, in many ways we're dragged before governors and kings to bear witness to the pagans. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes, because it is not you who will be speaking. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Perhaps, Lord Jesus, we need to have a little bit more trust in you, that when you do call on us to witness, if we're ready to be courageous and witness, well, you'll give us the words to say. You'll send us your Spirit who will guide us and will give us that wisdom to know what we should speak and what we should say. So more trust in you in these practical decisions. Sometimes perhaps we're a bit of a coward because we rely on ourselves too much. We think that we need to go out alone. But that's not the case, Jesus, because you're there with us. You'll give us that wisdom which the others will not be able to overcome. It will overcome them. So Jesus, please, give us more trust in you. And let's turn to Our Lady, whose faith took her to stand firm by her son at the foot of the cross. Remember that the very word, faithful, means full of faith. So one should lead to the other. One, our faith must lead us to faithfulness. The only true faith is faithful faith that stands by the Lord, even in times of trial. So dearest Mother, help us to be with you, to stand firm in good times and in bad, standing there with you at the foot of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, ready to bear witness to him, even if we too have to suffer. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 minutes past the hour. We'll begin this liturgical day in just 2 minutes on Daybreak.
Hey, good morning. It's Glenn hanging out with Paul at Daybreak today, giving you an opportunity. That's right. Don't miss this great chance to give hope. How do you do that? You pray for others and you can give to Relevant Radio. We give hope by keeping the good news of Jesus Christ and his church on the radio day in and day out, not only on the radio, but on your phone, there on the mobile app and on computers around the world at relevantradio.com, spreading the good news, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and his church, and bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's our mission here at Relevant Radio. Don't you want to be part of that right now? You can. With a simple phone call at 877-291-0123. A simple pledge online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Hey, when you go online, relevantradio.com, take a look at those fabulous thank you gifts. We've got them when you give in a variety of levels, whether it be the dollar a day, $50 a month, or $100 a month levels. Some great thank yous to remind you how you've helped Relevant Radio and things that will inspire your faith as well. Plus, every gift this hour matched 100%. Thank you for being the world's greatest and most generous audience. Give now, relevantradio.com.
You know, it's quick and easy to donate. Friendly volunteers will make the process quick. You can call 877-291-0123 and talk to somebody if you like. Or you can donate online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Your support helps us to meet our costs, and they are huge. Our goal this time, our need is $3 million just to keep Relevant Radio trucking along for another 3 months. And your support helps us to stay on the air, to do all the things that radio stations and radio networks have to do by law, like painting the towers and paying the staff and taking care of the offices and so forth. So give us a call now and help us. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and give hope. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, Wednesday of the third week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer now as we lift our hearts, hands, and voices in union with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth. Alleluia.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. theirs is truth. Alleluia.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen ones I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King, in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there's truth. Alleluia.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me. And I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always. For him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
If his sons forsake my law and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offenses with the rod. Then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love. My truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun, like the moon it shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you anointed your servant Jesus with holy oil and raised him higher than all kings on earth. In this, you fulfilled the promise made to David's descendants and established a lasting covenant through your firstborn son. Do not forget your holy covenant, so that we who are signed with the blood of your son through the new sacrament of faith may sing of your mercies forever.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I, John, saw a star fall from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. He opened it, and smoke poured out of the shaft like smoke from an enormous furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the shaft. Out of the smoke onto the land came locusts as powerful as scorpions in their sting. The locusts were commanded to do no harm to the grass in the land or to any plant or tree, but only to those men who had not the seal of God on their foreheads. The locusts were not allowed to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. The pain they inflicted was like that of a scorpion's sting. During that time, these men will seek death, but they will not find it. They will yearn to die, but death will escape them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses equipped for battle. On their heads, they wore something like gold crowns. Their faces were like men's faces, but they had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were the teeth of lions, their chests like iron breastplates. Their wings made a sound like the roar of many chariots and horses charging into battle. They had tails with stingers like scorpions. In their tails was enough venom to harm men for 5 months. Acting as their king was the angel in charge of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon. The first woe is past, but beware, there are two more to come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will work wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke.
Then all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Alleluia. Keep watch, stay awake, and pray, for you do not know when the time will come.
Then all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Alleluia.
First Apology in Defense of the Christians by Saint Justin, Martyr. Through Christ, we received new life and we consecrated ourselves to God. I will explain the way in which we did this. Those who believe what we teach is true and who give assurance to their ability to live according to that teaching are taught to ask God's forgiveness for their sins by prayer and fasting, and we pray and fast with them. We then lead them to a place where there is water, and they are reborn in the same way as we were reborn. That is to say, they are washed in the water in the name of God, the Father and Lord of the whole universe, of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. This is done because Christ said, "Unless you are born again, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." And it is obviously impossible for anyone, having once been born, to re-enter his mother's womb. An explanation of how repentant sinners are to be freed from their sins is given through the prophet Isaiah in the words, "Wash yourselves and be clean. Remove the evil from your souls. Learn to do what is right. Be just to the orphan. Vindicate the widow. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. If your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as wool. If they are like crimson, I will make them white as snow. But if you do not heed me, you shall be devoured by the sword. The mouth of the Lord has spoken." The apostles taught us the reason for this ceremony of ours. Our first birth took place without our knowledge or consent because our parents came together and we grew up in the midst of wickedness. So if we are not to remain children of necessity and ignorance, we need a new birth of which we ourselves could be conscious and which we would be the result of our own free choice. We needed to have our sins forgiven. This is why the name of God, the Father and Lord of the whole universe, is pronounced in the water over anyone who chooses to be born again and who has repented of his sins. The person who leads the candidate for baptism to the font calls upon God by this name alone, for God so far surpasses our powers of description that no one can really give a name to him. Anyone who dares to say that he can must be hopelessly insane. This baptism is called illumination because of the mental enlightenment that is experienced by those who learn these things. The person receiving this enlightenment is also baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, who through the prophets foretold everything concerning Jesus. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "I solemnly assure you,
no one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born again of water and the Spirit.
Alleluia.
Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit.
No one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born again of water and the Spirit. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Be present to your family, O Lord, we pray, and graciously ensure that those you have endowed with the grace of faith, an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
He It's 25 minutes before the hour on Wednesday of the third week of Easter, May 4th, 2022. We'll check today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Give hope. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive is underway. We've been here during the past couple of years to bring you hope, to be your spiritual companion, to be your virtual parish while we've all had limited access to so many of our parishes around the country. We've been here for you. We would like to ask you to be there for us. We need your support. We need your prayers all the time. But this is a time when we come with our hands out and ask you to help us with your financial support. Call now with your pledge and give hope, 877-291-0123. Please make a gift or go online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Giving to Relevant Radio is an act of charity, and it's also tax deductible because Relevant Radio is a 501c3 organization. Call now, 877-291-0123, or go online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
It's either very early or very late, depending on the part of your day you're listening. We're glad you're here, but you know what? Even though it might be dark out, you're not alone. You're not alone. God is here with you. Relevant Radio here with you to remind you of that. And you're not alone in giving to Relevant Radio either. It's our pledge drive, our spring Give Hope pledge drive, looking for $3 million by the end of the week. Keep Relevant Radio going strong for three more months. You're not alone in giving. Generous anonymous donors have made sure that right now, when you give this hour, your gift is matched 100%. We're great stewards of the money you give to us to keep Relevant Radio going strong, and we want to help you be a great steward too by making that 100% match available for each and every gift right now. 50 matched with 50, $1,000 gift matched with $1,000. Maybe it's a $10,000 gift. Those happen from time to time, matched with $10,000. Great things happen when we work together and encourage one another. That's how Christ wants us to work in our faith as well. You can encourage one another now. You can give hope with a gift at 877-291-0123.
It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of the third week of Easter, May 4th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the beginning of what is known as the Bread of Life Discourse. From the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John,
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are always available on the Relevant Radio app. Well, there's an old saying which is admittedly a bit tongue-in-cheek, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay, but there's actually some truth there. If we let them, contradictions and difficulties can help to purify us and make us stronger spiritually. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. And every day, both in the temple and from house to house, their teaching and their preaching was continually of Jesus Christ. In our own circumstances, when attitudes become sectarian or draw people away from God, we must feel a call from our Lord to show with our words and with the example of our lives that the risen Christ is among us, and that without him, man in this world will always be disoriented and unhinged. The greater the darkness, the greater the need for light. We must struggle against the current, relying on a life of personal prayer, strengthened by the presence of Jesus Christ in the tabernacle. Our interior struggle to reject bourgeois values has to be more purposeful. One of the greatest fruits we must draw from difficulties, whatever they are, is the need to be more aware of our Lord, to be more generous in prayer and sacrifice. Contradiction leads us to purify our intention, doing things for God without seeking human rewards. If out of cowardice or lack of fortitude or because of not asking our Lord for help, we were to give way in the face of difficulties, our soul would then retrogress in terms of unity with God. It would become full of sadness and indicate clearly a superficial interior life, one that has but little love of God. The devil usually makes good use of these occasions to intensify his attacks, and the soul then can either draw nearer to God, being united to the cross, or draw away from him, falling into lukewarmness, lacking in love and in vitality. The same difficulty, sickness, calumny, a hostile environment, will have different effects according to the dispositions of the soul. We cannot forget that the supernatural objective we are seeking is an arduous good, a difficult one to attain, which demands a vigorous response on our part, full of fortitude. Fortitude is a cardinal or key virtue. It helps clear away obstacles and the fears which can hinder the will from following our Lord resolutely. God always gives the necessary graces at every moment and in all circumstances. When we face contradictions in our environment, we should be nonetheless serene and cheerful. It will be the same joy as the apostles had because they had been worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. St. John Chrysostom points out, it does not say that they did not suffer, but that the suffering caused them joy. We can see this in the account of the freedom which they immediately put to good use. Immediately after being scourged, they gave themselves up to preaching with admirable intensity. They say this and that about you, but what does your good name matter? In any case, don't feel ashamed or sorry for yourself, but for them, for those who ill-treat you. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You can find it either in individual volumes or in a 7-volume box set at your local Catholic bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, they can probably order it for you. It's 17 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of the third week of Easter, May 4th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to pray with the whole church now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
People of every nation shall come and worship you, O Lord. Alleluia.
People of every nation shall come and worship you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the sound of my voice.
In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever, for your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God of mercy and goodness, when Christ called out to you in torment, you heard him and gave him victory over death because of his love for you. We already know the affection you have for us. Fill us with a greater love of your name, and we will proclaim you more boldly before men and happily lead them to celebrate your glory.
People of every nation shall come and worship you, O Lord. Alleluia. Our eyes will see the King in all his radiant beauty. Alleluia.
Our eyes will see the King in all his radiant beauty. Alleluia.
Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my might.
On Zion, sinners are in dread. Trembling grips the impious. Who of us can live with the consuming fire? Who of us can live with the everlasting flames?
He who practices virtue and speaks honestly, who spurns what is gained by oppression, brushing his hands free of contact with a bribe, stopping his ears lest he hear of bloodshed, closing his eyes lest he look on evil.
He shall dwell on the heights. His stronghold shall be the rocky fastness, his food and drink in steady supply.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our eyes will see the King in all his radiant beauty. Alleluia. All people will see the saving power of our God. Alleluia.
All people will see the saving power of our God. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation.
The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy.
Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets, and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord.
Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy.
Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord Jesus, you have revealed your justice to all nations. We stood condemned, and you came to be judged in our place. Send your saving power on us, and when you come in glory, bring your mercy to those for whom you were condemned.
All people will see the saving power of our God. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin, once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever sees the Son and believes in him will live forever, and I shall raise him up on the last day. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever sees the Son and believes in him will live forever, and I shall raise him up on the last day. Alleluia. Let us pray. Christ was given up for our sins and rose again to make us righteous. Let us cry out to him, saying,
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
Christ, our Savior, in conquering death, you brought us joy. In rising again, you raised us up and filled us with the abundance of your gifts.
Stir up our hearts and sanctify us this day through the gift of your Holy Spirit.
Save us, Lord, by your victory. You are glorified by the angels in heaven and adored by mankind on earth. As we celebrate your resurrection,
accept our worship in spirit and in truth.
Save us, Lord, by your victory. Lord Jesus, save us. Show us your great mercy to your people as we look forward to our own resurrection.
Have mercy on us and protect us today from every evil.
Save us, Lord, by your victory. King of glory, source of our life, grant that when you come again,
we may be one with you in glory.
Save us, Lord, by your victory. And now we offer the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Be present to your family, O Lord, we pray, and graciously ensure that those you have endowed with the grace of faith an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Now, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that Relevant Radio can only continue to bring you the good news of Jesus Christ as proclaimed by His one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church with your help. And so that's what we're asking you to do today. Give hope. Call 877-291-0123 with your pledge, or you can go online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Either one is safe and secure. But please, help Relevant Radio stay on for another 3 months. Our need is $3 million. We need your prayers, and we need your financial support. 877-291-0123 or the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Don't forget about the Walk to Mary. It's coming up this Saturday. Listeners from Maui to Maine will gather in a pilgrimage to walk to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. It's a 21-mile pilgrimage starting at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere. It finishes at the only approved Marian apparition site in the U.S., Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. Walk part of the way or all of the way. The Walk to Mary is this Saturday, May 7th. More information at walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.